for Jesus and to be able to tell others about the goodness of God and to have, and this is what I like to have, an eternal impact through the church of Jesus Christ. That's what the pastor wanted for us, to have an eternal impact on the lives of other people. So Pastor gave us an acronym for the word impact, and it's inspire multitudes of people to accept Christ today. And what better way to have an impact on our community and our family and friends than to live a life of total restoration? I mean, what better impact? I mean, because your family, your friends, they kind of know some of the things you're going through. And for you to come out smelling like a rose and, you know, coming out as pure gold and being totally restored and everything that Satan has tried to take from you, yes, that will make an impact on somebody's life. Yes. I'm telling you, when they see the changes, yes, in your life, and it's because of the goodness of the Lord. So we want to catch the vision and we want to cry restore. Thank you. We want to know, how can you inspire others to accept Jesus? And who are you telling your story to? We all have a story to tell. That's right. All of us in our lives can tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. That's right. Because God has done something for all of us. I mean, when you're sitting, you just think about your family, those who have children, think about your children, think about your home, think about traveling, where you've been, places you've been, how the Lord spared your life, got you out of places where you had no business being, and he still protected you. I mean, when we sit and think about all those things, we have a story to tell. We can tell somebody else. We don't have to get out on the corner with a tambourine and a megaphone, you know, shouting and telling them to repent and they're going to hell. We don't have to do it. Let your life shine so they can see God in you. You tell your story. Yes, that's right. You'll make an impact on somebody's life. But sometimes we hold our story into ourselves and we won't let anybody know what God has done. But we, you know, Pastor said this year he wants us to make an impact on the lives of other people. Yes. You know, the Lord, he brings people to us. And I listen to Elder DeVita talking all the time, how people just come into her office, just break down and start crying and telling her all of their life story, whatever. That's a ministry that then people, they see the light and they're drawn to it and they just spill their guts. I mean, whatever it is, yes, you know, you in your own, your area, that's you right, have an impact on people, that's with right, the story that you have to tell. Yes. So take that time, yes, and impact some lives. Right. Don't keep that good story to yourself. Let somebody know how the Lord's protected you, how he's, you know, made ways out of no ways, how he changed situations, how he changed things in your family and your finances. So whatever it is, tell your story. That's how you're going to make an impact. That's how you witness for the Lord. We did that when we were children. We were in the corner with my dad and you know, he's out there preaching and we and the kids and we out there singing and everything. Yeah. That's not me. I learned back then that wasn't me. But there are people that's their area, yes, of expertise, and they can, you know, be out there. God bless them.
That's right.
But that's not me. But I can be me. I can make an impact in my area. Yes. I don't know how to witness to people. Tell your story. Let them know what God did for you, how Jesus, yes, brought you out and said, and he can do the same for you. Right. Somebody come, you know, one of your coworkers and their marriage is a shambles. Yes. Tell your story. Yes. You know, the kids acting crazy. Tell your story. This is what God did for me. This is what he's doing for me right now. Right. Tell your story. That's how you're going to make an impact. Right. That is how you're going to make an impact. So, you know, since catch the vision and cry. Red Rocket got destroyed in that car accident. I said, look at here, buddy. The scriptures say, if the thief be found, he's got to restore sevenfold. I was talking to the Lord about that earlier this week. And I said, then that was nothing but the devil. I said, for that, I want my little red rocket. It don't have to be red, but I want another rocket. And now I want a minivan for the grandkids. I said, now you took one, you bring them back two.
That's right.
And that was paid off when you destroyed it. I want two, and I want them paid in full.
That's right.
Why? Because I'm crying restore. I need restoration in that area because he stole it from me. I know, yeah, you've had things in your life that's been stolen, that's been taken away, that, you know, that. You know, people promised to do this and that for you, and it didn't come. But we've had the here at Rhema. Yes. And, you know, I was just getting ready for this, you know, preparing this message, You know, I said, well, first, restore is mentioned 39 times in the Bible. Restored is mentioned 24 times in the Bible. So I know God wants us to have restoration in our life. I know he wants us to be restored. He wants all that the enemy has tried to take and has taken away from us to be restored back to us. But we have to do our part. So I was thinking about us as Rhema. I said, we, years ago, Pastor, you know, we had the board back there. We had the property, you know, all lined out so you could see this is the property that we were standing and believing for. And we had promise of the finances to pay for the property and the building. We had all that promised to us. Yes. So we were waiting for that to come to pass because it was promised. Yes. And the devil got in behind that. They had family squabbles and they're fighting. The man that promised the money is dead and gone. Yes. But what I say is restore. It was promised to us, Lord. We said restore. Right now, that property is where the hospital is. The new hospital, that's the property that was supposed to be Rhema's right there. But what do I say? What do you say? Restore. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I just say restore. The thief's been found. He's got to restore sevenfold. He's been found. But you know what? If we as a church don't cry restore, we won't have restoration. There's areas in your life that you know need to be restored. Can't no one tell me that you haven't had something taken away from you in all these years you've been on this planet. My house, our first house, taken away. I said, nuh-uh, buddy. Well, we got another one. That's wonderful, but I want you sevenfold. What am I crying? Restore. It is time for us to be restored. We had... Pastor took the trustee board to another church, and I just knew that was it. Yeah. I said, this is it, Lord. It looked good. It felt good. You know, the trustees, we all went and looked. And another church got that building right from underneath us. I said, Lord, I'm crying restore.
That's right.
Restore. I can't be upset with that pastor. Matter of fact, the Lord had us go to the church, had me give that pastor money, and bless him.
That's right.
I said, Lord, that is not even playing fair. That's not playing fair. He has to. I said, Lord, I know everything that he has decreed for Rhema.
Yes.
I say restore.
That's right.
Every member he promised and decreed for Rhema.
Restore.
What do I say?
Restore.
Restore. That little tirade that I had there this morning praising God,
yes.
That was a restoration tirade.
That
was a restoration. I tell you, it just hit me. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I couldn't stop but praise him and thank him for what he's doing for me. And it was all in my soul, all in my spirit. I couldn't. I had to get it out. I had to thank him. I had to praise him. Because he said, restore. He gave me the verse. In my studies, he said, now, this is one verse that I want you to look at. He said, but go down a little further.
All right.
I had to have my little tirade because right. God is so good. He is so good to us. But we have to be in the place to cry restore.
Yes.
You know, you have children and things aren't going the way you cry restore.
Yes.
You want your children serving God with you.
That's right.
And they're not doing a cry restore.
Yes.
Father, you said in your word, my entire household is to be saved. Cry restore.
Yes.
We have something to say about the situations we are in.
Yes.
We have to use our mouths.
Yes.
We have to cry restore.
Yes.
You know, people have been promised bonuses and promotions.
Right.
You know, this is going to be yours. And Satan somehow put his foot in that. You know what we cry?
Restore.
We cry restore.
That's right.
Restore with thanksgiving and praise before God. And Lord, I thank you. I bless your name and I cry restore. You call it in whatever it is called. Restore. Father God, we cry restore. We cry restore. Hallelujah. So no matter what it is, restore means to bring back, to return, to bring home again. This is what I'm talking about, the children of Rhema. Bring home again, to recall. You see, in Christ, the vision that the Lord has is what we're saying, a place for everyone.
Yes.
That's his vision, a place for everyone. Right here at Rhema Word of Life Fellowship
That's
Church.
Right.
So go with me first to Isaiah 42 and 22. 42 and 22, it says, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith, restore. Now here, these are the children of Israel, and they were in all kinds of peril, all kinds of situations going on in their lives. And nobody, they were hiding there in prison. They're cowering. They're doing a little bit of everything. Children of God, the chosen people.
Yes.
And the Lord said, but not one of you would cry, restore. That is not going to be Rhema. We will start and continue to say restore. We will cry and say, Lord, it's time to cry restore.
Yes.
We have to have that vision, catch it, and cry restore. Catch it and cry restore. Restore, restore, restore. Everything, hallelujah, that Satan has tried to take, we cry restore. At the first sign of a problem, at the first sign of a pain, at the first sign of anything that's coming contrary to what God says is yours, what do I want you to do?
Cry restore.
It's not what the Lord has for us if it's contrary to his word. That's not what he has for us.
Right.
So if it's not given or driven or presented to us by God,
right,
then you know who it's coming from.
Yes.
And we want it stopped.
That's right.
So what do we think? I cry restore.
I cry restore.
Yes. No matter what it is, I cry restore. He said none, not one of them. Running, hiding, going through, trying to find a way, trying to fix it, trying to do this and trying to do that to make everything turn out right when nobody, not one, said restore. So, Rhema, we're not going to do that, right? We are going to cry restore. Ha, glory to God. Go with me to Jeremiah 27 and 22. None cried restore. That's not going to be us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be unto this day that I visit them, saith the Lord. Then I will bring them up and restore them to this place.
All right.
Raymond,
right.
It's time for us to cry.
That's right.
Restore.
Yes.
He said, yeah, they would carry then all kinds of situations have then bondage and everything else.
Yes.
They're going to be there until I say, this is the time.
That's right.
Rhema, this is the time.
Yes, it is.
To cry, restore. He said, I will bring them up and restore them to this place.
Yes.
We're going to be restored to a place of honor.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To a place of, to be restored back and better than before.
That's right.
Because now he's changed the vision. The Lord has changed the vision from 10,000. He says, I want you to stop saying 10,000. He said, I want you to say multitudes, multitudes. So Pastor changed our vision statement. No longer are we putting the number. He said, the Lord said, multitudes. So we have to get together. And you know the more we say it, the more Satan tries to get in this corner and laugh. He said, look at you. You're talking to two people. You're talking to three people. I don't care. Don't care. What did God say? He said multitudes.
Yes.
He said multitudes.
Yes.
So I'm silly enough to believe God because he can't lie. He can't lie. God is a promise keeper, and God wants to restore. We have been stolen from long enough. Hallelujah. Things seem to be going crazy on your job and house, in this ministry, in your family, in your body. What do we say? Restore. Constantly, whatever, I want that to be your new mantra.
Right.
Restore. Anything comes to mind and it's not right, restore. I told you what the Lord told me. He said, all of our body parts and their functions are healed and restored.
Yes.
Healed and restored back to that of a healthy 20-year-old.
Right.
He said, say it every day and every time you think about everything, every time you feel the pain. Are my body and its function. All my body parts and their functions are healed and restored back to that of a healthy 20-year-old. He said, now just don't say 20-year-old, because some 20-year-olds are fickle. They whacked out. He said, I want you to say a healthy 20-year-old. You know how we ran when we were 20? I mean, we had energy burning candles at all, both ends and the middle. I mean, he said, that's what you want to call. You have to cry that out. You cry that restoration for your body. You speak that for yourself. Said you, and I said, Lord, you know, whenever he tells me something, I got to tell you all. I can't keep good news to myself. I'm not a gossiper, but when I get a good word, I got to give it to somebody. Somebody's going to hear it. Somebody's going to get it. Why? Because if he took the time to tell me, he said, now I want you to tell others. I'm telling my story. This is what he's, and I tell you, things are, since I've been saying that, things in my body have started to line up. You know the Transformers, how they, when they're one thing and they make all this noise, you know how they, I love the sound of the Transformers, when they start coming back together and everything. That's the way my body's been feeling, like it's being transformed, it's coming back to the way it's supposed, and I keep on saying it, to everything, to every body part. And you know, it's a small thing, but it's still part of my body that made me feel good. And you know, I was brushing my teeth for the longest, seemed like every time I was brushing my teeth, I was bleeding gums and everything else. And I said, no, I'm not having that.
That's right.
And since I've been saying it, the Lord said, look in the sink. This morning, he said, look in the sink. I said, I haven't seen blood in the sink for at least a week now, but I've been saying it. All my body parts and their functions are healed and restored back to that of a healthy 20-year-old. Y'all don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. You don't have to. But see, I'm saying it and I'm getting results. So when all of them have lined up, and when they all lined up, I'm going to tell you all the things that needed to. I don't even know all the things that need to be lined up because I can't see internally in my body. Right. But the ones that I think I know about. When all of them line, I'm going to let you know.
That's right.
Why? Because all my body parts and their functions are healed and restored back to that of a healthy 20-year-old. What do I say? I've been saying restore. Didn't realize I was saying restore. Restore. That's what the Lord wants for us. Hallelujah. As saints of God, it is time for us to cry restore. He said, the vision, Habakkuk. Go with me to Habakkuk. I love this one. Habakkuk, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
Yes.
Somebody cry, restore.
Restore.
Restore, restore, restore. Though it tarries, whatever you've been standing and believing God for, though it tarries, wait for it. It will surely come. It's the time between the amen and there it is. That's the hardest time because you're fighting the battle. You're fighting the devil. You're fighting his lies. You're fighting symptoms. You're fighting lies. You're fighting all that between the time you said amen to that prayer and there it is. That's the battle zone.
Yes.
But while you're in the battle zone, cry restore.
That's right.
Cry restore, cry restore, cry restore. Because when you cry restore and give thanksgiving unto God, something supernatural starts to happen. Because you're letting God know, for one, I give you permission to take care of this situation. I'm crying to you, God, to restore the situation. And I thank you for it. And I thank you. See, I got my breakthrough this morning. I got my breakthrough this morning. And I tell you, I thank God because his word is true. No matter what the old boy tries to tell you, and he's got lying, he lies to you all the time. When I went to that Bible study, we're talking about how he lied and tricked Eve with her silly self. And I'm going to have a conversation with her when I get to heaven, because I know she's up there now because Jesus went into the grave and he preached all of those. So I know now she's in heaven.
Right.
So when I get there, I'm not rushing, but when I do get there, I'm going to have a conversation with that sister.
Yes.
How in the world? You had everything God gave you. You had it all. You were God. He made you as a little God.
Yes.
And you let that imp deceive you.
Yes.
That he, when he became from Lucifer to from an angel to Lucifer, you know, he has been deceiving and lying.
Yes.
So you know when he gets on your shoulder and starts talking to you, it's a lie.
It is a lie.
He's using lies.
Yes.
But sometimes they sound so convincing. And you have to catch yourself and say, uh-uh. The devil is a lie. And then and I found myself saying, the devil is a lie. Yes, he is. So we don't have to listen to the liar.
That's right.
So just know, when he comes with all of his stuff,
yes,
though it tarry,
yes,
wait, it's coming. It will surely come. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want restoration from everything that Satan has stolen. And here's an acronym for REST. Pastor gave us a couple of them before, but this one is restoration of everything Satan took. R-E-S-T. Restoration of everything Satan took. So we want to get to the place of rest. When we cry restore, when we cry restore, and we begin to thank God, I want you to get into rest.
That's right.
Because if you are resting,
right,
you're thanking God for the restoration,
yes,
then God can work.
That's right.
But if you're trying to work your own restoration, God's not working. We get in a place of rest and thanksgiving, Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
And you cannot lie.
That's right.
And I find myself saying that more and more. Not because God needs to know that he can't lie, but I'm telling all those in the air that's listening,
yeah,
God can't lie.
That's right.
He's my Father.
Yes.
He can't lie. Whatever he said is mine, is mine.
Right.
I just have to believe it. You as saints of God, you have to believe it's for you. You have to believe that God wants you to be restored.
Yes.
You have to believe that God wants me to be restored.
Yes.
God wants restoration for me. When
yes,
you believe that, then you can rest in the fact that God wants restoration
that's
for me.
Right.
And I begin to praise him,
yes,
and then restoration starts
glory
happening. Why? Because I'm standing on his word.
Yes.
I'm crying out and speaking and crying restore.
Yes.
And I'm resting in thanksgiving knowing
yes,
God's got my back.
Yes, he does.
God's got your back.
Yes.
You know, he tried, and he's the liar. He tries to come against you
yes,
and beat you in the head when you're standing with someone. And he will list all the things that you have done,
yes,
all the times you missed it. Every time he said, well, I'm not paying tithes, we got paid another whatever. He'll
yeah,
bring all that up before you. Why are you coming to God? You know you didn't do that. Well, you don't. Shut him down.
That's right.
Shut him down. You are the righteousness of God.
That's right.
What happens between you and God happens between you and God.
That's right.
He's got nothing to do about it.
Right.
So tell him to shut up.
That's
you
right,
get before your Father
yes,
in thanksgiving, crying restore,
yes,
and Lord saying, Lord, I thank you
yes,
that you are. You come back at him with the word. You shoot the word of God to him.
Yes.
He's got to get tired of getting his head bashing. And I said, you know, I'm bashing your head. And every time
that's
I get,
right,
why? Because I'm speaking the word of God. Because God wants us to be restored. He
yes,
wants restoration for his
yes,
children. He wants everything for us. You know, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what it is,
yes,
it is not over until God says it's over.
Yes.
And you know, I've been saying this for years. The game is not over until I win.
Right.
It's not over until I win. Then when I win, I'm grabbing my marbles and then I'm going home.
Right.
But see, it's not over until you win.
That's right.
Then that's what you need to say. This battle's not over until I win.
Right.
And I've already won. You just need to know that I've already won.
That's
and
right,
I cry restore
yes,
of everything that Satan has right, tried to
thanks,
take us.
Yes.
But it won't happen if you don't cry restore.
Right.
It won't happen if you don't say it.
Right.
You say, I'm not saying that. They tell me something every week. They give me, and I do, I admit. I'm always giving you something to say.
That's right.
But that's my job.
That's
my
right,
job is to give you something to say.
Right.
So when Satan comes at you, you
yes,
got, you, wait, let me find that paper. I know I got 15 million. Let me find the one that deals with this situation and let me say that.
That's right.
And
that's
begin
right,
to speak
yes,
the word of God.
Yes.
And cry, restore. Don't sit there and just let him pound your head. Pound him back with the word of God.
Right.
God said this. The word of God said that. It gives him grace. You have a financial whatever coming to your life, immediately cry, restore. Let me tell you what I did. I did this week. You know, whenever the Lord gives me a message to speak, he's always gives me something that I got to go through so I can tell you how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down to pay a bill, and I paid it. I thought I paid it, but I didn't get my confirmation number, and on the screen it says no scheduled payments. I said, maybe I didn't pay it. Because, you know, I get distracted, the kids and everything.
Yeah.
So I said, well, let me try it again. So I go back in there, and I pay this bill again. And then it still says no scheduled appointments. Now, this time I got my confirmation number. So I know I scheduled a payment.
Yes.
But I'm not appointing with a payment. So I know I did pay the bill. I got my confirmation. So I said, Lord said, you better check that out. I said, well, if I paid it, got my confirmation, and it's saying I don't have anything scheduled, dear God.
Yes.
So I'm around and trying to run into this payment thing, and then I see Two payments. Jesus. Two payments. I got nervous. I said, Lord, help me here. What am I going to do? So I called the bank where I just scheduled. I said, look, I need to talk to somebody in the online department because I scheduled two payments. I only want to pay one. I don't have the money in my account for two payments. And if I did, you're not getting it this time. Because I got other things I got to pay. So, you know, the lady's trying to do everything. She's a mess. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do once it's on this online thing. We can't stop it. It's got to go through. I said, you're going to have to do something to the online people and let them know that you scheduled two payments and you only want to pay one so they don't, you know, you won't be charged for two. I said, well, you do what you have to do. She said, well, call your bank and see. So I called my bank and they bounced me all around. Finally, I got to their online people and I said, look, I just scheduled $3,400 of payments that I don't have the money for. Right. I need you to do something so you don't pay both of those bills. I'm telling you, look. So, you know, they tried to find, looking around, trying to figure out what they're going to do. They said, Miss, only thing we can do right now is put a stop payment on those two payments. She said, but the only thing, it'll cancel both payments. I said, I don't care, cancel 10 of them, whatever you got to do. I don't want my account messed up. Shut them down. She says, okay, so she went in, she did all of this. She said, well, you know, we stop the payment. She said, but I do have to read this to you before we go off. I said, okay, go ahead and read, and you have to agree to these. So she went on and went, and then she said, it may take 3 days for this stop payment to go into effect. I said, excuse me? So she went right past it really fast. I said, 3 days? I said, they got my money. I said, they're going to hit my account. I don't want to be paying all these fees. She said, well, that's the way it's going to be. So you're going to have to let it go through and see what happens and, you know, whatever the fees. You know, you did bank it, see whatever happened. So I said, thank you. You've not been helpful, but thank you. So the next day I go to the bank, yesterday. And so I tell the ladies in there, the tellers, I said, this is my problem. This is what happened. Is there any way? I put a stop payment on it. And they charged my account. Both the two big withdrawals are on my account. And the money that I had to pay the one bill, I said, honey, snatch it out. Because it's going to get all tied up in this, and it'll be days before I can figure out where that money is because we paid it, stop payment. I said, snatch it out. So I said, Lord Jesus, I said, restore.
Yes.
I said, Lord, restore.
That's right.
I said, the stop payment fee was $30, and then there would be $35, $35, $30. Plus, I had other bills that were coming out that's already scheduled to come out that these two big usurped all that money, and it's not there. I said, Lord, and the devil said, girl, they're going to mess your account up. You're going to have insufficient fees all over the place. And that one, that special one you want to pay, that ain't going to be paid. It's going to mess up this. I mean, he wore my head. I said, shut up. Father God, I cry, restore. And I'm at the bank, and the three ladies, one working in the office, and the other two were tellers, and all of them looked at me so sad. They said, Mrs. Hunter, we are so sorry. I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to have to pay the fees when they come through, and we'll try and figure out. She said, I've had that happen to me, like I care what happened to her. And so it didn't, she said, you know, the last one, she went back into office, she just shook her head. I'm so sorry. I said, thanks. You've not been helpful. And I went home. I said, honey, I tried. They telling me all of this. I said, Lord, no, I cry restore.
That's right.
I cry restore,
yes,
over this
Lord.
Situation.
Yes.
So I said, okay, now. I said, now put the money back into the account now. So once they fix everything, the payment, the money will be there, at least for one of them. So I get up Saturday morning. No, it's Friday, went to the bank. I got up Saturday morning, and I had to go get my hair done. And the Lord said, check the bank account. So I go in, and I check the account. Those $3,000 payments, gone. The money that I put there is still there. And the one that had to be really be paid was paid. I mean, the Lord fixed everything. Here she said, look, it's going to be 3 days. 3 days on their part of the first bank, 3 days on my bank and all them fees in between I'm going to have to pay until everything finally worked its way. Don't you know? Cry and restore.
That's right.
God restored. He fixed it faster than they thought they were going to be able to fix it. It had to happen. Why? Because we cry, restore. Catch the vision. You start crying, restore over the situations.
Yes.
So when you start telling your friends and telling your story, look what God has done for me. That's how you're going to make an impact. You cry, restore over every situation, anything that don't look right. You cry, restore. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I didn't even get to all of my scriptures. And the one other one I tell, I'll get to you next week. But the Lord's got it set for Raymond. Look, he's working for Raymond. Here's where he said, if I just get him to believe my word, he said, now you tell them, this is what they have to know. This is what I want them to do. You tell them. Believe it,
yes.
Praise him, cry, restore.
Yes.
Cry, anything you don't like looking how it's looking, I want you to cry, restore. I mean, do it. Cry, restore over everything in your life. Get God involved in your situations because he says, I want to restore. We'll get to that next week, the scripture. He says, I want to restore. So the Lord is saying, I want to do it for you.
All right.
But somebody has got to cry. Restore. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for favor. Hallelujah. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for your word and revelation knowledge. And Father God, we cry, restore, 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 restore. We thank you that the church is filled to overflowing the most over this ministry. Restore the finances that was decreed for this ministry. We cry, restore. I cry restoration over all of you. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it over your lives. Restoration in every area of your life. When you listen to your prophet, you will prosper. The prophet, and I'll go into this next week, he said, restore. The prophet said, you restore.
Yes.
And they said, we will restore to all. We will.
Yes.
So I'm speaking restoration over your lives right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
No more lack in your life. Abundance. Big, have been able to have big finances to help other people in a big way.
Yes.
Why? Because we cry, restore. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love.
Yes.
And we thank you for all that you're doing. And we speak traveling mercy over all God's people.
Yes.
Your protection over our lives wherever we go. But every member, every partner, every family member, every supporter, we cry restore over their lives. We cry protection over their lives.
Yes.
We cry favor over their lives.
Yes.
We cry financial breakthrough over their lives.
Yes.
Because we cry restore. And we rest in you. And we thank you for the restoration. And we call it done in Jesus' name and through your blood. We say amen,
amen,
and amen.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Text keyword RWOLFC to 77977 or through our free app. Search R Wolf C in the App Store. For more information, visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.